Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Netra Radio Show, where beautiful women worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect. Netra Radio Show is a platform for holistic and sufficient discussion. Our topics are centered on uplifting and empowering women and men worldwide on the Netra Radio Show. Please be advised that this is a 30 to 45 minute live broadcast featuring Sincere Mendes. Tonight's topic is going to be about what happens when a union becomes pressure. So I wanted to open up with an opening statement, which is every man has a point where he breaks or conjoins among pressure that floods to complicate matters close to the heart will define who we are and do we love, do we hate. We are only the meat. So this person who came up with this quote is anonymous. However, this broadcast is going to be centered on understanding the pressures of relationships. So how many of us have been in a successful relationship, and how many of us have been in a relationship that has failed? I know many of us can relate to past experiences and ideas of what we define as successful and failed relationships. This broadcast was mainly inspired on the union and relationship between two celebrities, which is Will and Jada, and that they shared with what they shared with each other in private and publicly. However, based on the pressure applied to their union and interaction with each other at the red table, a lot of random people and celebrities that are mature and immature formed an opinion and assumptions and judgment about the outer court of their relationship, but had no clue as to what took place between the inner court of their union and relationship together. Overall, regarding the red table conversation between Will and Jada, what meets the eye of a mature person such as myself, I've observed an imperfect marriage in between two mature adults sharing a dialogue that was revealing and sentimental, but also an opportunity for growth in their marriage. So that was my intake on, Will and Jada at the red carpet. So I just wanted to, like, basically talk about entanglement versus entitlement, because this is what Jada spoke about in her, conversation with Will. She said she was in entanglement. So these are some things that I came to my understanding, and that involves one thing when it comes down to people being entangled in a relationship with another person is usually involved in a third-party situation or relationship, whereas, you know, the person could either be in a relationship or they can be in a marriage, and sometimes people that are in a marriage specifically go through a separation for whatever reason, you know, for being, you know, time apart, for reflection, or to, you know, grow, you know, to some extent apart from each other and then come back and reunite again. You know, it's for so many reasons why people, you know, in marriages separate. So with this specifically, like I said, it's a third party where people have extramarital affairs with other people and they prolong those types of relationships with other people. Okay. Another factor that was highlighted is how entanglements are usually direct and straightforward with objectives. Usually the person who, you know, have more of a forefront demeanor, whereas they let the other person know where they stand and how long the relationship is going to progress and prolong and things of that sort. Okay? So usually it's defined. Nobody's confused about anything. Nobody's surprised about anything. Usually, you know, everything is just put out on the table. Just like that. If you are hearing any noises in the background for whatever reason, please excuse the noise or interruptions in the background, let alone the fact that, we did start a little late because this is a live broadcast. So please excuse any background noise. Another factor when it comes down to entanglement is developing an intense attraction. Usually that's what happens. And what that looks like is two people going through an infatuation phase versus a fatal attraction. Okay, so usually when developing an intense attraction, usually it could be something, a person may be beautiful, it can be their character, it can be their attitude, it can be so many factors that attract another person, a person to another person, just having that type of attraction. So the infatuation phase, people go through that where they just like in awe with each other and amazed, whereas, the feelings and everything is all fresh and new, and it's just new energy, and it's like giving us a robust of life. Okay, now fatal attraction is usually when a person has more or less of a selfish intentions when they are involved, such as an entanglement. And fatal attractions usually don't have a direct and straightforward objective. It's usually put in the air and nobody really knows, what's going on or what's taking place. So usually fatal attraction leads into violence at times, or sometimes it can lead into a lot of misunderstandings, miscommunications, and this is what takes place when people are in some form of entanglement. So you have infatuation where people know how they are two mature adults, they know how to handle the intensity of their attraction, they understand what attracts each other, what attracts them to each other, and fatal attraction is just something that it's not something that's normal. It's like people have loving feelings, and then over time it goes into hate, or it goes into something very destructive over time. So this is what fatal attraction is all about, and it also turns into a obsessiveness. Okay, so another factor would be when people get into entanglement is filling up empty space or to discover something new. So usually sometimes when people are in relationships or they are in marriages per se, sometimes there's open doors open to where, the couple or the husband or the wife does not deal with those open doors. So they open those doors to so many things to be, for them to be exposed to, or, to venture off from out of their union. So this is what takes place. Okay, so that's filling up empty space. So sometimes when a couple leaves off that term, per se, it leaves the empty space for them to where they want to fill it up again. They want to feel new again. They want to feel that sense of freshness, and newness in a relationship. Okay, also sometimes when people separate out of marriages, they try to learn something new about themselves, learn what makes them happy, or try to find some form of happiness to discover things that they like and what they, appreciate in life and what makes them more fulfilling and whole as a person just in general. Okay, another factor when it comes down to entanglement, it usually has an end point to a beginning, whereas it's really short-lived. It's a short-lived encounter or experience that people have, especially when it's a woman, such as like when we use Jada as an example. It was short-lived. Whatever she had with that gentleman or that young man, it was short-lived, and I'm pretty sure he understood that, he knew that. And they were able to get something from out of their encounter with each other, learn something new, and have a long-lived feeling towards each other and respect for each other because of whatever they encountered together. Me, personally, I feel when we are adults and we're dealing with adult situations, I feel that people mix entanglement with entitlement, and that's when things become more destructive over time. So these are my perspectives on entanglement. So now that I've talked about entanglement, I'm going to talk about entitlement. Okay? So usually when people feel entitled, they usually have selfish intentions and motives to where it's all about them. They feel like they deserve it. They don't care how their actions or behavior affect the other person who they are in relationship with or who are they in marriage with. And that's all because they feel a sense of entitlement. Another factor would be feeling as though someone owes them something or took something or someone away from them. You know, this is all unhealthy concepts when it comes down to entitlement, okay, or feeling that sense of entitlement or feeling that, you know, someone owes you something, like owes you some type of debt or owes you some type of, you know, remorse or something like that. You're not supposed to have that type of feeling, you know. It's not mature. It's not a mature thing to have or express to someone or to be in that demeanor. Another thing when it comes down to entitlement is where people have no boundaries, no moral concept or respect or principles. Because, once again, people are more in tune with themselves. They have selfish intentions and motives. So there's not going to be any boundaries respected. There's not going to be no moral compass to where people have a certain type of concept of why things are the way they are and, you know, trying to be more empathetic rather than self-righteous. You know, when people are like that, you know, it leads to miscommunications, misunderstandings, and a lot of strife between two people. Another factor would be respect of principles. There are certain principles in alignment. Like when two people are in a relationship and, you know, let's say one person is leading the other person on and they're not being forthcoming and not being straight, you know, with the person, usually there's no boundaries, there's no morale. And then what happens is that when you have a certain respect, like, or let's say, excuse the noise if you can hear any noise in the background, but let me give a different scenario. You have a gentleman and you have a young lady together, and they have a dispute going on, and if the guy says to the woman that, you know, I don't care what you say, what you think, I'm nobody's man, I'm nobody's this, but yet you're doing stuff together that shows that you are in relationship with that person. That means you don't have respect for that person, you know, or respect for the principle of being together in a relationship or committed relationship. So that's just me giving an example of that, not having respect of the person who you are with in relationship, okay? And then people who not respect when they marriage vows and they feel that they have a sense of entitlement, meaning, oh, someone cheated or they made a mistake or, you know, just being, I won't say a human being, but just going off of their nature, they feel that, you know, some people feel that they have to pay for, you know, people making mistakes and things of that sort, and it shouldn't be that way, you know. So that all links back to entitlement and the person not respecting the person's space and their stance and their growth factor in life when they have a retaliatory mindset. And then last but not least, they lack a sense of responsibility when people feel entitled to certain things or people in their lives. So that's not a good thing when people feel entitled. So I think Jada was very clear on the fact that when she said she had an entanglement with this gentleman, it had nothing to do with entitlement, because entitlement, you know, there's no boundaries, and a lot of people automatically assume that, you know, Jada, what Jada did was wrong. She's a slut. She's a whore. She's this and all of this thing. They had the opinions. But at the end of the day, what takes place between Will and Jada is between them. They only letting everybody know what they want them to know. Okay? So now, with the middle ground and relationship, we might have to do part two to this show. It's very good because I know I started a little late. So what I would say is that this is getting really juicy. So I just wanted to say that I think that I'm going to cover over this in a part two. And we're going to carry on this conversation more in depth. However, I would go over the entanglement and entitlement again, and hopefully I'll do the show live again once more, and we'll have someone to come on, and the show may be a little bit longer, maybe at least an hour more, and we can go from there. But at least for those who are listening, you know what to expect for next week's show. So thank you. And tune in to next week on Friday, July 25th, 2020, on the Natural Radio Show. You all have a wonderful night. Good night.